It is a tall order, but the good news is that we're a very small state and we're nimble. And if we can all get on the same page and move in the same direction, I think we can have positive results. We certainly, over the last few years, have been spending more than we're taking in, and that's a recipe for disaster. We've been spending at 5%, 5% growth, taking in at 3% growth. So we always have a budget shortfall. Coupled with that is that we've provided so much uncertainty throughout the business community that I'm afraid that they pull back. I think that consumer confidence, business confidence is so important, and I think that that's part of what we need to do, provide some hope and confidence and practical solutions in order to get our house in order.
Phil Scott, you are the most prominent high-ranking Republican in Vermont. Did you feel pressured in any way to run for governor?
Well, I wouldn't say by the party itself, but I wasn't going to many functions or walking down the street or going into the local grocery store without being asked, am I going to run for governor? Followed up with, if you do, I will support you. It's been gratifying to me to have so many that have offered their help, their support. And I think that that pushed me in that direction. There's a number of things, a number of factors you have to consider when you're running for this office, your family being first and foremost, because this is certainly a bit of a game changer for them. I wanted to make sure that they were comfortable and ready and prepared for what could be. As well, as I stated right from the beginning, that I have a business that I've been a co-owner of for 30 years, I still am very involved in that business. We do work with the state of Vermont, so I said from the beginning, not because the Constitution says that I have to, not because there's any rule prohibiting ownership, but I said I had to disassociate myself with the business because I didn't want anybody to have a lack of confidence in me, that there was any sense of favoritism or impropriety. And that's not something you can flip a switch and make a change. So I've had to consult with attorneys or accountants, my friends in business, about how can I disassociate? How can I create a blind trust to totally insulate myself from the business? But also, to be honest, I don't plan to be in politics forever. I want something to come back to. And I don't have a lot of investments in other areas. I don't have stocks and bonds. My retirement, my investment, everything I have is in this business. So I just want to be sure that there's something to come back to. But I feel good about the decision I made, and I think I have a plan in place that can work. It's been difficult, but I'm up for the challenge.
Well, we're less than a week into the Republican primary race, and just a couple weeks into the Democratic primary race, and we've got the Burlington Free Press with an article noting that some of the other state House Republicans are calling for the Democratic House Speaker, who's also running for governor, to resign to avoid a conflict of interest, but they don't believe you need to do so because they don't see a conflict of interest. I mean, would you resign your state House position if it becomes problematic?
Yeah, no, I don't think it will become problematic, and I don't believe that it's problematic for the Speaker as well. I think Shep Smith takes his job seriously. I have the utmost regard for him and respect. I think it's important that he stays in place for a lot of reasons. We have a job to do. We were hired to do this. We were elected to do this job, and we need to fulfill those responsibilities. So I don't think that Speaker Smith needs to step down, nor do I.
Phil Scott, obviously we're early in your campaign. Do you have a timeline when you will be delineating the issues more? And we look at a presidential campaign, they lay out a platform. Do you have any plans to, you know, have something that delineated issued?
I still believe it's early yet, to be honest with you. I'll work at putting together a plan and policies as the campaign moves forward, but it doesn't have to be now. We'll have our campaign kickoff in late fall. But again, first job is being lieutenant governor. We have a legislative session to go through. And then after that, it'll become, I think, at a different speed, a different level. And certainly we'll be more engaged at that point.
I think there's a lot of Vermonters that are curious about how the campaign, and if you become governor, how that will affect one aspect of your life. And so I really have to ask, how that might affect your racing.
Well, after the year I've had this year, Pat, I've struggled a lot. I've been racing on Thursday nights and haven't been very successful. We had a good run last weekend, a 200 lapper at Thunder Road, so that bolstered me a bit, but we have one more race to go. You know, I'm prepared to do what's necessary, and if it means, you know, retiring from racing, I think I'm prepared to do that. This is a tall order. Being governor is a tremendous responsibility, and I don't take that lightly.
Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott faces retired businessman Bruce Lisman in the Republican primary. Several other Republicans are considering entering the race. Sue Minter resigned Thursday from her position as Vermont Transportation Secretary to enter the Democratic primary. She faces House Speaker Shap Smith and former legislator Matt Dunn. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.